Call me Lex Luger. Call me Lex Luger. Call me Lex Luger.
You think you know me?
Soft as shit, bitch.
This is Clefs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was me signing off for the hour, but guess what? We're back in for another hour if no one kicks me out, and no one's kicking me out. And we're back with everybody on the mics. How's everybody doing?
Yo, what's up?
Doing good. How you doing?
Yeah.
We got B. Oz in the corner. And
AKA Young PP.
AKA only B. Oz on the show. And then we got Papa B. We got J. Raz. We got... it seems like...
did we establish
that? Listen, can continue this.
Listen, Ispati not really wanted Time Bomb, but we got Steezy, and we got a Snobby in the corner. He's chilling. It looks like a couple of people are sleepy, but hey, we're troopers. There ain't nothing to do.
We're all chilling.
We got nothing to do.
Yeah, we're chilling.
We're troopers.
So yeah, one name.
Yeah, for sure.
So Ispatinan has also recommended Skater Boy or something.
Skater Boy.
I like involving.
Talk to the mic, Skater Boy.
I'll have to take some time to like.
We don't have time. Skating. You need
just
a name.
Go with LED Boy. All right,
so we got LED Boy. We also Gonzo or whatever you want to call him has suggested Eiffel Tower.
We're just gonna go with LED Boy right now.
I know, but we're giving you options. Like the ones that people are suggesting. Right, I'm literally getting messages.
Yeah.
That's right. Actually, Ispatinan didn't say he liked Time Bomb. That was the compromise we had. Technically, it was Ticken Boy. That's what he wanted. But whatever, you said no. That's
he said
fine.
He didn't like any of them.
Up for grabs so far is Eiffel Tower and
are we still taking
Skater Boy
suggestions?
We are. They're all listening. So if you got more suggestions, keep messaging me.
What do you guys think about Duino? Because I know my boy LED Boy here likes
Arduino.
What's all right? So we're gonna continue on.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Yeah.
I'll just decide later.
You'll decide later.
Right.
I mean, that's
like
totally
Arduinos and last semester.
Right, so we're chilling.
I walk into his room and there's this really cool LED display in his room.
Yeah, it's so that's why he was LED boy for a bit.
And he programmed it with his Arduino and it's really cool.
Yeah, and that's why he was called LED boy. So he can't like do one.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So we can't do one.
Oh, it makes sense.
It's like the same name almost.
Same origin story.
Another different tech.
Okay.
So what else is a good topic? I mean, I think the one that we enjoy the most so far is when we talk about tweets by our good friend
Kanye?
LED boy.
Oh, I like that.
Actually, Papa B, you can actually recite it to us. What's the one with the old lady watching the ocean? You always remember.
I'm
word
pulling
by word.
That right now.
We're pulling it up.
Victor is pulling the tweet up.
Huh? No.
Fuego Guerrero.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah,
follow him on Twitter.
Follow him on Twitter.
Fuego, and it's Guerrero is spelled G-U-E-R-O.
Follow him on Twitter.
His email is just his first and last name. Just go back in the archive and you can catch his name.
This is something I would have retweeted.
Wait, I mean, I retweeted it too.
Are we digging into
so, this? I was told by Ispati Nan to mute B. Oz's mic.
Oh, we found it. We found it, guys.
We got a Beyoz miking request here. Okay. All right. So I want to just hear some thoughts on
this tweet by LED boy.
By our very
why are we going deep into my Twitter?
It was requested.
Deep into my Twitter. Right. Dang.
This is iconic.
It is iconic.
So on looks like this November 24th, he tweeted
about Thanksgiving time.
About Thanksgiving, yeah. The scene where the old lady just wants to see the sea before she dies is so emotional. I just don't really know
retweet.
What that means.
Can y'all retweet that, please?
I mean, I retweeted it. It's got more retweets. Like, it's a popular tweet, apparently. But
wow.
To all the listeners out there, follow Fuego Guerrero.
It's G-U-E-R-O.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scroll down to his tweet from November 24th, 2017 and retweet that.
He doesn't have a lot of tweets, so it's not that hard to find.
Go ahead and follow the man. Like, it ain't that, like... He follows back, I heard, so...
He does, yeah. And he has a little picture of Rocky from Spun.
Oh, yeah, change your picture, though.
Wait, like,
of Patrick. From Patrick's holding a hand, and it's a little rock with, like...
Change your picture,
googly
yeah.
eyes.
A spirit animal. Oh, is this Pet Rock?
That's a... I think that's a weird picture, bro. Kind of
cute.
We have another request for his name... by Zerzo. I don't know who's telling her to type this, but I know she's the only one messaging me right now out of the group. Too explicit for his name.
Wow.
His name, like number two and explicit. What do we say like around the table? Steezy, what's your opinion on that? On giving LED boy too explicit?
I'm not a big fan of any changes. Like right now, I'm afraid to change.
All right, LED boy or too explicit? What do you enjoy? Do you like that name? You gotta tell if you like Zerzo's idea or not. You gotta tell her if you hate her or not.
It's
basically,
it's a contender.
It's a contender, right? Yeah. Look at that. We're up there. What's the other contender?
I thought he said it was the
yo,
chicken.
Yo, we just
what's
the other contenders? Wait. So you had the contenders in mind. What are the other contenders?
I'm still formulating the rest.
So there's only one contender.
Yeah.
Oh man.
First round pick.
First round pick. All right, then. As of now, we'll call you too explicit. Then, since it's the only one contending.
It still hasn't been decided yet.
But there's nothing to decide. There's only one.
All right.
I'm just trying to get this rolling.
Yo, shout out to Geed Vet for retweeting Diego LED Boy's tweet.
All right, we got a retweet.
Oh,
fuck,
nice.
Oh, wow.
Why
are you checking my retweets?
Hey, man, we're trying to shout you out, bro. That's a good tweet.
Why are you tweeting? Why are you?
All right. What's the tweet?
We got a retweet, bro.
We got a retweet.
Right, we got a retweet. What's
wait, what's happening right now?
We're trying to figure it out.
Wait, yo, what's your guys' favorite car brand? What? Mine's Tesla.
This is really spotty nonsense.
I like Corvette and Tesla, yeah.
Tesla,
I like a good Hyundai.
Hyundai. Solid. Yeah.
Some good Korean stuff?
Yeah.
You into
that? I really am, yeah.
How about you, LED boy?
It's pretty bad. I have no idea.
Car?
Yeah.
Just say what you like.
Tesla the other week.
I don't really know much about cars.
But you're a big Elon Musk fan, so I would assume...
I mean, I know about like electric cars a little bit, but... So I guess I go with Tesla, I guess.
Tesla?
Yeah.
How about you, J-Rez?
We got three Teslas.
So
Honda's
boring.
Always been good to me.
Mm.
And how about you,
Honda Civic.
I actually like Honda Civic.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a Honda, man. You get a Honda Civic, that's a classic.
My family's a big Honda. We got a Honda CR-V, we got a Honda Element, and my father, we actually had two Honda CRVs at once, actually, my family, and a Honda Element. We had three. My dad just, like, he says it's easier to fix. He's a mechanic.
Yeah. It's a classic Honda, right?
But personally, I'm a big fan of Audi. Yeah. I do like Audi cars.
Ooh. Oh, classic. Yeah,
whenever BMW, my neighbor Audi, has one, and it's really nice. And
solid cars.
Ever since I was a kid, it's been having it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Something appeals to me to it.
Those four rings?
Those Germans.
Jeez.
Germans, I agree with that. German engineers.
German engineers.
Can't beat it.
I mean, you could beat it. There's Americans.
It's hard to beat, though.
It's good engineering.
So
you're telling me that General Motor Company is anywhere like near as good as Audi? I think not.
No, they're better. You're right.
Thank you, bro. What? Okay, maybe like a Dodge Charger's nice. I mean,
yo, I like a Chevy Volt. That's a clean car.
Oh, I used to be in love with Camaros.
Chevy Volt.
Okay, nah. Camaros are dope.
He's saying
They're weird.
I saw
looking.
The first Transformers.
My dad had a Camaro when I was a kid.
I was like, oh my god.
He sold it.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a weird topic to bring up, but
just trying to start a conversation.
Cars are beautiful.
Yeah. Who doesn't like cars, honestly?
You like Tesla.
I'm not a big fan of cars.
They help so many people get around, you know? Where would we be without cars?
A to B.
A skateboard could do that, a scooter could do that, a bike.
Yeah, but
the controlled explosions happening in the end.
Wait, what is he talking about?
Mike 3 might have to take a break.
The engine does work with mini explosions.
Yeah,
that's how the engine
functions. Yeah, but that's... Why did I have to come?
You're just driving a machine that's having mini explosions the entire time.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Like, pistons pumping up and down.
Someone thought of the idea of controlling explosions.
Let's just talk about how cars work, yeah.
I mean, that, no.
No? Okay, CZ says not to.
Hey, I'll just
how can you say you don't like cars after hearing that?
What?
How can you say you don't like cars after hearing that, you know?
I'm not a big car guy.
Yeah, you're just not into cars that way, you know?
But physics, exactly. Though.
Technology behind
it.
Yeah, what about physics?
It's got so much physics in it.
Yeah, so does a lot of things.
Yeah.
But cars, I don't have to pick and choose. Like, I'm not a big fan of mechanics in physics. I prefer quantum mechanics.
Transistors. Okay. Some transistors use quantum mechanics.
Yeah, they do, actually. Yeah, that's true. They use like electrodynamics. Tunneling. They get to A to B, like we said before. Yeah. Electrons get A to B.
Yep.
Just like a car.
You know it.
That's why I like electrons, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, would you say that electrons are real? Because I know some people out there are like, electrons are...
All right, so...
I actually want to talk about
it. It's like the flat Earth society.
As a physicist, I'm appalled by the concept coming real? Up. We're not talking about if electrons are real or not. You wouldn't exist without electrons, so please...
But my professor says...
I knew that...
Your professor
is joke he was trying to deliver.
He's literally
Professor
Ron Lasser.
It was from Tufts University.
Yeah, but he does it as a joke so you guys can understand circuits easier.
Oh my...
That's
literally that's electrons exist. It's just like to make you imagine it as a river, not a like little particles.
Because they behave so complicated, like
because it makes it easier
just
to understand.
Don't worry about it. Like just don't worry about how. They
hey, don't worry about.
Did you really have to talk about electrons at all in that class? They didn't exist, right?
Well,
that's not.
Why I didn't have.
We just
talk
about like energy,
professor.
Like.
But why not just use electrons? Like it makes sense to me.
Well,
it's like a little thing flowing through the circuit.
No, but he wants it more as like a river, not like little particles.
Well, that's for like upper classmen is the thing. Like now we're
you don't have to
learn
think
about
each individual. You don't have to think of each individual, you know, electron.
Yeah. Like now,
why are we
now
talking
about
this?
It, right?
Wait, what's
with yeah, yeah.
18?
Well, how's bio going, Asnavi?
Nah, fuck that shit. All right,
like you guys learn about ducks, right? In bio, ducks.
He's if like, it quacks like a duck, it moves stuff. Like a duck. If it looks like a duck, it may be a duck.
It quacks, it flaps.
We're going to head back to some tunes right now. Thank you for listening, and sorry for the few slip-ups to everybody listening.
When I hit you up a thing, probably make the stank or something. Girl, you like my bottom, yeah. Post my bill, pay for my lawyer. Play your position when the mother hoes get out of order. When you wanna give me that pussy, you purchase a plane ticket. Word around town when I bust her down, then one shit like them lames did it. Got a dick with my dick smearing lipstick. Basically, if this bitch lay with me, she paying me. I'm on some pimp shit for real. It's 2 a.m. club, was about to close up. Thumbing through my contacts, about to call one of my hoes up. Then I met you, kid game, and followed you to the breakfast spot. Fuck you like I married you that night up in the Marriott. Scream like you got your cherry pop. Drunk and switching up positions. Thought this shit would never stop. Motherfucker, intermission. Damn. Go again, baby. Gotta take that walk now, baby. Sleeping with pistols under my pillow. Yeah, make she up naked, twisting up sick umbrella. I meet that Thursday night and Friday morning off to where she go. Yeah. Time to take that walk, just take this dick, don't take it personal. Your friends probably gon' call you a hoe. What you trippin' on? Them bitches wanna grip on the same dick you be sitting on. Yeah. And your girl Monique, she be hitting me with her nigga gone. Yeah. Trying to buy some weed, she proceed with nothing but Vicky's on. Nothing but ass and titties, but I let that ass convince me. Took it in that hit that was shocked to say it was accidental. Like I slipped on a banana peel and fell in that pussy. Yeah. Y'all niggas be spending all kind of screw to get in that pussy. And she got for seven every Friday. Yeah. Chuck the deuces at her baby daddy as I pulled up out the driveway for real. Here we go again. Back in your pussy, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't gotta be the walk of shame, baby. But that's only if you know the game, baby. Later, I can't be the one.
How's it going, everyone? As you know, we got to do our sponsor of the hour, as we always do in every hour. I'm not going to be here for the whole hour, of course, because I'm a little sleepy, but we will be playing our usual ad. In fact, we'll choose another one that is also centric, kind of similar. Well, you'll see.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And that was that. That was the first time I played that in the show, but because I did not want to play two of the same ads. But our main sponsor is the other Schools Not Prisons commercial. And we're back with everybody on air. We got Papa B taking a break in the back, so you won't be hearing from him around this round. But we do have Biaz J Raz, LED Boy, Steezy, and Utsnabi. We're about to end it. We're going to play a couple more songs, but first we'll talk, because I know you guys love listening to our voices. In fact, we now have how many listeners?
Ooh, our beautiful
voices. We have
voices.
13 listeners. Right. It went up, too. Look at that. Oh,
hello, hello.
Let's go.
Now, it's no thanks to Biaz, but thank you to LED Boy for being interesting with these stories. They really like the tweets.
Definitely.
They really like the tweets. I don't know. That's my take on why they're listening. But seems like a few of us are sleepy. We got Papa B in the back. Looks like Steezy's about to call it quits.
Sloop in a little bit.
He does have work in the morning.
Poor young guy. Young PB's ready. He's
he
primed.
Looks like he's about to cry.
He's going to be lifting some boxes. And Asnabi also has
No,
you're
I'm
just
trying,
doing
I'm
our,
trying.
You're just doing RA stuff.
Yeah.
He's just doing some resident stuff. Let's see if we have any other requests, because I've been getting messages. I do not. So I guess for a contender right now, we just have Too Explicit so far. We didn't get. I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion by the end of the show.
How do you feel about Too Explicit?
But by the next time we come, he will have to have a name. That is my one requirement.
All right.
You'll have to think. Because that will now be your fourth show, and I think you need to have a solid name by then.
I think that's a rule somewhere.
Yeah. that might, I mean, yeah, JRS might be right about that.
Yeah, that I'll look it up. I'll look into it.
Anyway, so what are some other, I'm trying to think of some other funny tweets that, when the chicken parm hit the spot, his first tweet ever, that is.
Oh, chicken, that chicken parm was delicious.
Yeah, he just.
Oh, I see it. I see it right now.
It was literally the first one.
What was it? 30th.
Read it.
Chicken parm hit the spot.
That's all it was. It was like the most random things. Like, how's that a first tweet?
We made chicken parm and it was great.
Was that the chicken parm that, was I there?
Yeah, you were there. You were there.
That was like late August, I think?
Mid-August?
Yeah, it was in the fall.
Last day of August. When it was.
What was the date?
August 30th.
August 30th, yeah, late August. Yeah, we made some chicken. I mean, makeshift chicken parm. It wasn't really chicken parm.
Whoa!
It came out great. He's
a fan. Whatever it was, I'm sure it's really good.
What was the chicken parm?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I made it with my own hands.
It's still memorable. So.
Yeah, sure. But wait. Let's see. We got some more messages. We got the Tesla one. Wait, what? What's it done?
Chicken parm at Hodge is also pretty good.
I have no idea what he. It's Spuddy Nun. You're gonna have to explain by what you mean by the Tesla one.
Wow. Oh, the Tesla tweet?
We have...
That's LED Boy's new name. The Tesla one.
I have no idea.
Yo, I'm on that. I'm on that right now. Would you let the autonomous cars play the role of the cops?
We know we talked about that already, remember? Last show.
But that's the Tesla one.
Yeah, we already talked about that. We're good on that. Okay. We do have another idea, I think, for a name. It is GF. And Zerzo says that stands for goat friend. Do you like that?
Goat friend.
Goat friend. Goat like friend. The greatest of all time.
Oh.
Oh my. Okay, never mind. If you didn't know what it meant, then you can't. Okay, that is out. If you didn't know what that meant the first time,
I was like, goat friend.
That's what I thought.
Yes, but they said like it would be. That's what it would stand for in this case.
Goat.
Oh, okay.
But since he didn't know what was going on, we can't do that. I'm sorry, Zerzo.
Spear goat.
Anyway, we'll go back to some tunes and we'll head out probably after that. We got two more songs up in queue. And in the background right now we have, well, I do not know how to pronounce this. Chrysanthemum Flowers. These albums are named after random herbs. And this is a real herb, like all the instrumentals he has. It's kind of weird, but whatever. And yeah, so let's get back to some tunes, everybody.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's up? This is Ghostface, straight from Staten Island. You know, I don't really mean no harm, but it just happens, you know, when I step approach a motherfucking whack nigga and trying to spit his darts, I can't spit them. Check it out though. Hey yo, scientific, my hand kissing, robotic, listing, optimistic. You probably missed it. Watch me dolly dick it, Scotty Waddy, cop and tip me. Big microphone, hippie, hippie-kipsy, crispy chicken burrs, fuck up a stone ritzy. Chop the O, sprinkle a little snow inside of Optimo. Swing the John McEnroe, rap rock and roll, tidy bow, gun hole pro. Starsky with the gum so, hit the rum slow, Perot kids, then Rapunzel, Patone stizzy really high. The vivid laser I got, jump in a Harley Rock, cross, I freak a lemon pie, I'm about it. Lord forgive me, Miss Sally shouted. Tracy got shot in the face. My house was overcrowded. You fake cats done heard it first on how I shitted on your turf. At time, Cuban Link verse show. Check out the rap kingpin. Summertime, fine jewelry dripping. Face in the box, I seen your air twitching. As soon as I drove off, Cap came to me with three swords. Give one a Ray. Let's season they brawl. Lightener off, fever heaters. Knock need a Sheba for Heaver. Diva got rock from the receiver. Bleeder portfolio. Looking fancy in the pantry. My man got bigger dime, son. Your shit is skimpy. Base that, throw it to your mouth, don't waste that. See go slamping in the throne with King Tut hat straight off. Yeah, yeah. Just one anti niggas, smack all y'all niggas, niggerettes, universal death threats. Yeah, this be the God body. Yeah, no doubt, Judge Wise. Spiced out Calvin coolers, lounging with seven duelers. The great event is a slick, licking with six rugas. Rock those big boy Pilates out of Woodbridge. Porch for the biggest beer, seasoned giraffe fridge. Rotisserie ropes, hickory, cinnamon, scented glaze. Perfect the fine two with this cell. Let's smoke, all hell to my hands. 50 thou appraisal, dirty nose with the nasal drip. Click flipped on fam, dancing with Blanche and them bitches. Flicking deuce pitches, kick down an ace of space. That's Jack Riches, osif compulsive lies. Flies with my name on it. Dick made the cover, now count how many veins on it. Scooby snack, Jurassic, plastic ass, booby trap. 10 years working for me, you wanna tap shit? Bong, 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 your bell went wrong, wrong, wrong. Staplelands where the ambulance don't come. Yeah, you see what I mean? You see what I mean? You motherfucking crybabies. Get in line, punk. You should be studying your odds instead of studying me. That's how you lost your first job, punk. Now get in line. You get your little thick ass tossed up. Shit, I study under Bruce Lee, nigga. He was on the fourth, I was on the third.
Me a honey dust spliff. Black mental cause continental drift. One whip of paddle gets my divine stiff. Brick rock, late night, hit the tick tock of my clock. I used to run up and pick a crab lock, hit his stash, dip back to the lab, make a flip uptown. Boo-doo. Now we back on your ass. Incognito, fatal Hokkaido blow. Pop a needle, dick a knock knee ho. Bust out a fetal, 9 inch long, strong. Probably pop the bitch thong. Spit on her, then I banged on my chest like Kong King. Merciless Ming, point the killer beast sting. Wing things, right through your head, bing. Snap the wing off of bats. My battle axe, tongue hacks, tracks. Once the ball drop, I'ma snatch 10 jacks. Pass a crack to a nigga rat. Puff a loose leaf cigarette while your man search the internet for Bob Digitech. In stereo, crazy ass Shapiro. Multiply myself 10 times, stand the next to zero and snap my fingers like the Fonz and bag me a golden bronze skin girl with the honey blonde dip hair, make a nigga flip in his chair. Had the armpit saved off perfect with the nail. Stomach fat as a pancake for a man's sake. Used to fuck her when she menstruate, but it made her hyperventilate. Brooklyn,
I know Queens, I know Shaolin, I know Bronx, I know Jersey, I know Long Island, I know break it down,
break it down.
We are back, everyone. How's everyone doing so far in our night? We'll be out soon, but we do have two more suggestions for LED Boy's name switch. So far, we have, what, two explicit, we have GF. We now have Blizzard as an opinion from a friend. And we also have Hot Mess. Hot right. Mess. Do you like, are any of those contenders?
Very contradicting
Boy?
Names.
Yeah.
You got Blizzard and Hot Mess. Do you like any of those?
I'm thinking Spicy Taco.
No.
That's a suggestion, too. Do you got three on the table?
That's
which
on the
one?
Table.
Yeah. Which ones do you think are contenders? You got two explicit. You never said anything about GF. What do you think? What do you think would be contenders out of those four now? GF, Blizzard, Hot Mess, and we'll go one by one. GF to contender or not?
GF,
goat friend.
I feel like that's how I think.
I mean, it's up to him.
Yeah, no.
He didn't
no.
even know. Yeah, that's how.
That's true. That is you're right. Okay, so we got Blizzard.
Well, maybe.
Okay, is that contender or not? Does maybe mean contender?
Wait, how many more do we have left?
We have more, but don't worry about it. So
this man cold as hell.
So Blizzard or not? As a contender with two explicit. Two explicit's the only one on the board currently.
I just put it like at a maybe. Like it's.
So it's a contender.
Contender.
That means you're thinking about
that.
It.
Yeah. That's what.
Okay,
that means.
That's yeah. That's where okay. Yeah. We're just you know.
Oh, okay. That's I thought I was like ranking them, but.
No, you're just contending or not. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you got Spicy Taco.
No.
Hot Mess.
Oh, no.
No? So it's Blizzard. So far, it's Blizzard and two explicit. Those are the two options.
How do you spell explicit in this?
Whoa, okay. So I can't say a thing that was recommended. But we'll be ending the show now, actually, because there's only one more song on this list I made. So let's say goodbye to everybody. So, Asnabi.
Yo.
say goodbye.
Peace out, everybody. Have a great night.
Steezy, you got to say goodbye to the mic.
Hey, thank you all for listening. Take care. Good night.
Take care. Great. He loves Drake. And then we got LED Boy at the moment. He'll have a new name, hopefully, by the next time we meet.
Good night. Good night.
We got J-Raz.
Have a good one, everyone.
Papa B.
Aja. We out.
And B. Oz.
Young Peepee here.
Oh. All right, the mic is gone on that side. And that is the night. Thank you for tuning in so far. One last song. It is dedicated to Louis. Shouts out, Louis. I know you like this artist. So hopefully, I know he's not listening, but I'll be seeing him real soon.
City.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's gonna teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Move now, baby.
pictures and you barely mask it. I keep your pillow cause you still ask it of me. But it's not fair and it's not right that you still keep me locked to your shadow when no one else sees all the marks that you left on me are fading.
Yard turns as red as a parakeet. The first
few flakes of snow, the city's quiet and reborn. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. Breathless for that first kiss, skating on the frog pond. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. Fake ID at Pravda, he was 30, I was 20. Guy I danced with at Zanzibar, still remember what I was wearing. Quiet days of summer, chaos of September 1st. Boston, your hard place to leave. You gave me two diplomas and a few loves of my life. You gave me a new beginning, here I became someone's wife. Showed me who I am, gave me the courage to be free. Boston, your hard place to leave. To leave. Massive snowstorm at rush hour, everyone forgets how to drive. 93 South looks like a parking lot. AT&T drops my call. Boston, your hard place to leave. I spoke at the State House and I sang at Fenway Park. On every corner of the city, I feel like I have left my mark. Wear my Red Sox hat with pride, even when I am in New York. Boston, your hard place to leave. Boston, your hard place to
that song.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Come to me when I'm down and out. Think we
ground. May the body of a man. Sheriff came in and asked who had done it. Knowing Johnny was there and he just stayed quiet. John was gonna meet his end. The town gathered, would he himself defend? They asked if he had any final words to say before they would send him on his way. Lifted his head to the sky as he said, with tears in his eyes, even God, he won't judge me, he won't judge me till I die. So who are you to tell me wrong from right? If you knew my life, if you've seen it from my eyes, then maybe, oh just maybe, you'd change. Stood in the crowd she addressed. She said, John Boy did not deserve to die. For the one who pulled that trigger, it was I. Then she lifted her head to the sky as she said, with tears in her eyes.